Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we're going to be talking about the Aero Fund. So if you want to get a head start on this and you want to see what we're talking about, go to theaerofund.org and check out the video there, because it's worth looking at. It's astonishing. It's amazing. It's, well, for me anyway, it was really, really hard to hold back the tears. It's definitely worth looking at. So today we invite to our show, Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, Rebecca Eves, representing the Aero Fund. Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for having me, Deborah. We really are honored that you called and asked us to participate.
Well, I almost wish I'd waited to see the video till after, because it's going to be really hard for me not to picture some of the scenes I saw in the video as we talk about it. Yeah. But what is it you say to every animal as they're brought in the worst state possible?
You're ready to choke me up right up in the beginning of the show, right?
What is it you say to those dogs?
Every single animal that comes through, they're so hurt. We take the severe, tortured, abused, and neglected animals in the Kentuckiana area, which means Kentucky and the border cities along Indiana. And when they come to us, they are broken in body and spirit most of the time. And I tell them that no one will ever hurt you ever again. Nobody.
I see them looking into your eyes. I see them avoiding eye contact.
Yes.
And then you say that, and they look at you like, really? You really mean that? As if you're getting through. It's just amazing.
You're right. Some of them can't even look at you. Some of them are so cowed down. They've given up. They have totally given up and are ready to surrender. And to bring them back from the brink to a thriving, happy, loving dog or cat or other animal that actually has a loving family and see them trot or strut or, you know, whatever, that's our payment. That's our payment.
Well, how did you get into this, Rebecca?
Well, I'm fastly approaching 25 years in rescue, and I always gravitated towards, and I've been doing different things, but I always gravitated to the ones that had nobody, I mean, that were hurt. There's so many animals in the shelter, and that's a whole other issue, of course, and we're saddened by that. And we love when people have rescue groups and they try and promote adoption in animal controls or shelters, for sure. But these animals that we help, they're injured through abuse, torture, neglect, whatever. We work with police, sheriffs, animal controls, some different animal organizations throughout the state and other states. And they call us when the animal is in peril. They're second sometimes for me to make a decision and to get them to a trauma center or emergency hospital to save them.
I mean, the extreme cruelty. You're talking about where a paw... an animal, a dog, a regular-sized dog, is walking around with a tumor three times the size of a paw, and they don't do anything
absolutely.
About it.
Yeah, you're
or
speaking
a dog.
Of the one you'll see in the video. And by the way, if people go to theaerofund.org, there you'll say, watch our PSA, and there's no picture there. Click on that, and that's a video that Tom Mabe made for us, and it's wonderful, and it tells the heart of what we do. And also, it's on our Facebook page if you scroll down a few posts.
Because I'm trying to give listeners an idea
of the video
what,
and
you know,
Moon Pie.
It's not always the cruelty. It's not always an act of violence. Sometimes it's neglect. Can
it's
you give us
neglect.
An idea of what kind of what's going on? Like, what is this cruelty and how widespread is it?
It's very widespread. That's why we need this exposure. We need help. I mean, the cases keep coming. The expenses keep coming, of course, but I mean, these animals are out there and they need help and they need now, you know, help now. And, it just takes a lot of work and a lot of planning and a lot of effort, but, we feel they're worth it and we're striving to be the best that we can be in what we do to help these animals that have no one that are so hurt. So,
how does an animal, qualify? Like, what's the process?
Well,
for
like I said, severe torture, abuse or neglect. I mean, sadly, we'd love to be able to help every animal, mm-hmm. but every animal that we try and go after, we try and take in the cases where, like you said, someone tried to decapitate a dog. There were other cases in that area. We don't know what really someone was trying to do, but it happened down by a river, and most of the time the animals went in the river, we've been told. But the thing is, we got this one, and we brought him from the brink of death back to a thriving, happy dog that loves car rides.
That loves car rides.
Loves car rides.
So, okay, so why Kentucky? What's going on in Kentucky? Why are you down in Kentucky? What's with the legal system or the situation down there that makes it such a problem?
Yeah. The Animal League Defense Fund has, I think it's the seventh or eighth year running, where we're the 50th. We come in 50th as far as a state that has animal laws to protect animals. We are the worst, and it's pretty sad. And before everybody takes you just can't say, oh, Kentucky, it's all bad. No, there's wonderful people here. But there are, we just don't have laws that really protect the animals. And so, therefore, we have a lot of it. We are mm-hmm. the only state in the United States that does not have a law that will, it's not against the law to have a dog for the purpose of fighting. We'll be entering our third year to try to get that passed this year. One of our dogs, Frodo, is like the spokes dog for that law. And we hope one day to be able to call it Frodo's Law, because we certainly are fighting for it. And isn't it sad that we're the only state that doesn't have that law? It's sad. So, and
it's
there
sad
are
that
great...
we can't, for the good of the nation, for the good of humanity and animal kind,
well,
be less spotty in our legislation.
Yeah.
It is that in so many ways throughout North America. This region, it's okay. That region, it's not. That's not good enough.
Yeah, I think dog fighting is more prevalent than it's everywhere. It really is. We have become, because of the lax laws, like a breeding ground for dog fighting. You know, I mean, oh, you won't get in trouble here, kind of mentality. I don't take it literally, but what a terrible situation to be known for.
Okay, everybody, we're going to break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little more about dog fighting and some of the other cruelty, but also what's going on that's good for these animals, some of the happy ending stories. And dog fighting is not as simple. It might affect you as a pet owner. It's not just the pit bulls. It's not just the fighting dogs. We'll talk about that. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. You can now bring your pets with you everywhere you go. That's right. Handmade, personalized jewelry featuring a photograph, yes, a photograph of your loving pet. Dew's Jewelry offers bracelets, necklaces, keychains, and more. This beautiful jewelry not only makes a wonderful gift, but it's also a special way to memorialize a pet that has passed away. You have to see this. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.dewsjewelry.com. I'm going to spell it out for you again. www.dewsjewelry.com. Once again, that is DOOSjewelry.com. DOOSjewelry.com. Hop online and order your personalized jewelry today. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more fleas and no more ticks with the No More Tick Spray. All natural, non-toxic, and even safe enough for you to use on yourself. It smells great. You have to try it. It really works. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.nomoreticks.com. Once again, nomoreticks.com. Your pet will love you for it. Go to nomoreticks.com. Hey, pet lovers. You can now contact a vet by video chat or text 24/7 worldwide. That's right. With Vets Plus More, a very important life-saving app for your pet, for your smartphone. Need to speak to a vet right now for an emergency or just a simple question? Then Vets Plus More is the answer. I'll spell it out for you. VETSPLUSMORE.com. Go to vetsplusmore.com and speak to a vet for any medical questions or any simple questions for your furry best friend. This is the best thing you can do for your pet and for yourself. Do you travel with your pets? If you do, then take a vet with you. Just download Vets Plus More on your smartphone. VetsPlusMore.com. Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Buzz Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deb Wolf. You can find me at debwolf.ca. And, well, right now we're talking with someone in Kentucky, Rebecca Eves, and she's rescuing animals that are otherwise, they've been treated terribly by people. We're talking about animal cruelty and dog fighting. You may think dog fighting doesn't affect you, but and you may think animal cruelty doesn't affect you. But in the PSA I saw on thearrowfund.org, check it out, they were saying that every serial killer they studied started on animals. So it could affect you in all kinds of ways. It could affect your kids. It could affect your pets. So let's talk about that a bit, Rebecca. In what way does dog fighting put normal, average, uninvolved people, their pets and their kids, in danger?
Right. Well, one thing we talked about on break, Children grow up in the home of where dog fighting takes place. That's very sad too. People for children to grow up in an environment wherever cruelty is. Sometimes it becomes the norm for them, or they become so sad because they see that and they don't know how to stop it because it's mommy and daddy doing it. But one thing I wanted to share, a profile of a dog fighter, a study from Chicago Police Department Special Ops Section, 59% are known gang members, 70% are arrested for felonies, for previous felonies, 65% arrested for battery-type crimes, 70% arrested for narcotics, and most of the time where there's dog fighting, there are drugs. So it's very important to have the laws that where if dog fighting is suspected, that law enforcement can get the proper tools to go on there. And we're fighting for here in Kentucky. We're the only state that doesn't have that law.
Besides the dams you rescue from dogfight breeding and the fighters themselves, do you ever rescue bait dogs, little pets and, you know, puppies that have been thrown in there?
Yes, we've had many that have been suspected, known as bait dogs. Dogfighting all the way around is just nothing but a horrible blood sport. And I might add, I want everyone to be cautious. It is in your area, most likely. Be careful. It's a very, 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 very lucrative money-making deal, and you can be hurt. So contact your local authorities. We have people giving us tips all the time. It's very important. I always tell children when we go talk to them in schools, do not... If you see abuse, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your teacher, tell them to call animal control, tell them to call that, whatever agency around you that could better handle the situation.
Okay, so it makes me think you must need help. What can my listeners do to help you? What can people do?
Well, our cases are so expensive because we take the worst of the worst, the type that many of ours have been seen on national news. The heinous crimes, the very heinous, shot all the way through their body with an arrow, purposely because it's a 10-foot trajectory. Thrown from a car at 55 miles an hour, and then thrown from a car and then didn't kill it, turn back around and try to run it over again. I could go on and on. We've had a 6-pound kitten shot 3 times with an arrow in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. There's all kinds of things going on around our state and southern Indiana, actually around our country, but that we deal with the crimes here. And we could always use donations, of course, and we'd love for people to follow us on Facebook and like our Facebook page, The Arrow Fund. We need local fosters and local adopters. We have a big vision. We would love to have a triage-type center. We have long-term plans for like a compound where we can have a training facility. As being a trainer, you understand animals that have been through all this, maybe they're a little bit of afraid. We can do positive reinforcement training to help set them up to be the best that they can be in a forever home. Simple ways.
Oh, they definitely will need
planning.
Pardon? They definitely will need training because the average person won't know how to deal with a dog that just shuts down, won't listen, is terrified. There's a lot of things that come with this. Head shy, hand shy, afraid of experiences that have caused pain in the past, which for some of these animals, that's a lot of categories. That could be any man. That could be people with hats. That could be all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of work to be done. But once these dogs... what I've experienced, I'm sure you have the same, when a dog's really been treated badly in life and then it gets a second chance and it learns what a loving human is like, it's more grateful, more loyal than any creature on the planet.
And
like,
I'm
you will get
you,
back what you put in. You will,
right.
10
and,
times.
And most of the time, we don't have those extra, it's amazing what love and medical attention can do. And other ways to help, we'd love for people to think of us when doing their estate planning, or everybody's going to be shopping for the holidays, smile.amazon.com, and make the ERA fund your charity, and a certain percentage would go back to us. There's just so many ways, but we do have long-term goals. We've got a long way to go here in Kentucky, and the ERA fund is just fighting tooth and nail. We have a wonderful group of volunteers and volunteer board members, and we just we're really have our sights on making this a better state. Compassion is so important in all over the world, and we're trying to do our part here in Kentucky with the ERA Fund and helping these animals of severe torture, abuse, and neglect.
Well, thank you so much for your efforts. The world's a better place because of people like you. And, you know, I know all of us can do a little more, just a little more. Do something more.
I mean, sharing posts, liking the Facebook page, telling your friends. I mean, simple things. Transporting for a group near you. I mean, there's all kinds of things people can do to help wherever they are. So,
if you have the reaction when you see something like this of wanting to look away, because it's just too gruesome. You see the scars, the sewed up eye, the dog walking with a wheelchair, and you just can't look. Don't feel guilty. Donate. Donate right then.
Well,
you don't have to watch the rest of the PSA.
Right.
Give a little money. We'll forgive you for clicking off. But you know what? They need your help.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We only have 2 minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to leave everyone with, Rebecca?
Well, I just would like for everyone to spread that PSA, because it shows a lot of what needs to be done, and what caring individuals can do. And we are trying to do that. We've got a big job, and we need your help. We need the help. I mean, we've got people all over the world, actually, that have liked the ERA Fund, and we have so much more we want to do. And actually, we have a vision of possibly helping out in other areas, too, once we perfect it here. So we've got a real big plan here, and we hope everyone will join the Army with the ERA Fund to fight against severe torture, abuse, and neglect of these animals. And make this
won't,
world
won't
a better
cost
place.
You a thing. You just have to click like. Go to the page and like it. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
All right, everybody.
We have a break coming up fast in 30 seconds, and then we'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deb Wolf, and our next guest. Stay tuned.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And you know that
you
I really do.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo. Healthy.
Hey, pet lovers. This is something I want to share with you. Canine massage. Yeah, learn how to massage your dog with Dr. Sue Furman. Check out Dr. Furman's online classes for the benefits of massaging your dog. Help make your dog healthy. This is where I want you to go. HolisticTouchTherapy.com. A healthy dog is a happy dog. I'll repeat her website. You go to HolisticTouchTherapy.com. Learn how to bond with your best friend and pet with purpose. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Super Essentials, your pet's best friend. Super Essentials is an immune system builder for all the animals. 100% human-made ingredients and made in the USA. Promotes longevity, increases energy, builds healthy joints and strong bones. It builds a solid foundation for excellent health for dogs and cats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.MotherEarthPet.com to learn so much more about this product. My producer uses it for his pets and for himself as well. That is MotherEarthPet.com. A happy pet is a healthy pet. The site again, www.MotherEarthPet.com. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. New health equals new life by giving your pets a 100% natural jerky treat using 100% human-grade ingredients. Family-owned, made, and sourced in the USA. No chemicals, no additives, high in protein, and grain-free limited ingredients jerky treats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.newhealthpet.com. Turkey, chicken, wow, chicken, an apple, and sweet potato jerky treats for your dog. Created to be high in vitamins and minerals, but low in fat. Incredible. Just go to newhealthpet.com. Once again, newhealthpet.com. Your pet will love you for it. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And, well, how would you like your best friend charmed? Would you like to charm your best friend? What are we talking about? We're talking about bling for your dog, for your cat. What are we talking about? We're talking to Joel Reagan. Welcome to the show, Joel.
Thank you for having me.
So what are these baby faces pet charms I'm supposed to talk about today? I've never seen one. What are we talking about?
We make three-dimensional charms from a photograph of your dog or your cat or your lizard or ferret or any other pet that you may have.
Oh, so the human can wear it. Or is it for the dog? I'm not...
No, it's for the human. It's for the... So they can always keep their loved pet with them at all times.
Oh, nice. So those pet parents who insist their kids are actually... Their dogs and cats are their kids, their furry kids... They're the people you're targeting.
Just like my wife and I, yep.
Oh, really? How do you create these?
Well, people provide a photograph of their pet, and I have a process that I developed about 11 years ago using 3D technical software called 3D CAD software that we can take the photograph and turn it into a 3D relief, and then I have a finishing process after we cast the piece that turns it into a charm or a pendant.
So can any photo be sent to you? Does any photo work?
Well, almost all photos. I've been making these for 11 years, and we've made tens of thousands, and every once in a while we get a photo that just won't quite work. If the photo's taken with harsh, bright sunshine that causes a lot of shadows, stark shadows across the face, then that'll be a little difficult to do because we have to manipulate the photograph a bit to make the charms. But for the most part, a good quality photograph of your pet, the head, basically the head of your dog or your cat, we can create a really wonderful charm that looks exactly like your breed, whatever it may be.
Nice. Okay, so are you in Missouri? Is Babyfaces as well?
Babyfaces and Babyfaces Pets are located in my jewelry store in Missouri. We're just outside of St. Louis, and I've been making them for about 11 years. I developed the process 11 years ago just about this time of the year. It was for a Christmas present. I actually made a memorial charm. Was the very first charm that I ever made. And the person it was gifted to as a surprise burst into tears and has never taken it off since.
Oh, I could definitely see doing that. I sometimes have trouble with the tattoos. when I'm out and at dog shows and things, people will show me tattoo. They'll say, oh, you know, I read your book and this was my first dog. And then they'll pull up their shorts or they'll pull up their shirt and they'll show me the dog. And I often think, you know, maybe there's an easier way. maybe there's a better way. Well, it's
and
also
you know,
with the tattoo, you're grieving, you know?
Oh,
interesting. Yeah, this sounds like a beautiful way to remember your pet, where it's not so big and obvious, where you're not stuck in that sad moment, the last moments with your pet, but you're actually, you know, in a more subtle way, remembering the good times. Because you choose a picture where your pet looks good, right?
Right.
So, well, you know, okay. Is there a satisfaction guarantee? What if someone thinks it doesn't look like their pet? What happens then?
Well, we stand behind our product 100%. We have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If they send us a photograph that we feel is a little marginal, that might not make a very good charm, then we'll contact them right away because we want to make the best possible charm. My goal is to never have somebody unsatisfied with the product. But I will say, you know, we've made several tens of thousands of these in the last 11 years, and I think we've had about 5 of them returned that people just didn't like them. And that's going to happen.
Tens of thousands. Wow. Okay, so are most of them dogs or most of them cats?
I'd say it's about 50-50 dogs and cats.
And of the dogs, are they mostly little dogs? Because that's what I would think. Is that not the case?
No. It's dogs of all sizes. You know, we do pit bulls. We do, in fact, I think we just did an English sheepdog this past weekend. You know, we do chihuahuas. We jokingly tell people, hey, you know, with a chihuahua, we can probably make it life-size if you really like.
Okay. What's the strangest pet you've ever done?
Well, I have to say that probably what came out to be the coolest one was a snake that was a boa constrictor that was, the guy had it on his arm and it was coiled up but then hanging straight down. And so we made that into a charm, and he wore it as a pendant. And we actually did that one a little larger than we normally would because it looked so good. But I think the strangest one that I've gotten a request for was the tarantula that someone sent me.
Tarantula? Really? They wanted a picture of a tarantula in a charm that they could wear all the time.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what they wanted. Huh?
And that one was done in sterling silver, but we make them in 14-karat yellow and white gold as well.
Boy. What people think, you know, and it's so subjective. What I think of as a pet, usually as a dog or a cat, but so many people have pet rats or what I would call creepy crawlies, and they would take offense and call reptiles, you know, and I would include the rat in the creepy crawly description, any bug. I mean, anything I don't like is sort of a creepy crawly, but you know, how subjective and biased of me. Why wouldn't someone want to proudly wear their tarantula charm on their bracelet? Is that what it is? Is it bracelets? Is it necklaces?
Well, it can be. We actually make a wide variety of possibilities. We have a wide variety of possibilities. We can do them as charms. We can do them as pendants for a necklace. We can do them as lapel pins. We can do them as cufflinks. We can do them as earrings. What else do we do? Goodness gracious.
Wow. So you would have a spider tie pin or a spider lapel pin or a spider necklace. I don't know if I want to eat dinner across from someone wearing that. I think I'd rather see the kitten or the puppy, for sure.
A kitten or a puppy would look pretty cute.
Yeah, now you're talking. So how can people get this?
Well, it's very simple. Go to our website, babyfacespets.com, and follow the order instructions. It's very easy. You just pick out the size charm you want. We make them in 2 different sizes. The junior charm is about 16 millimeters, or about the size of a dime, and the original charm is 22 millimeters, or just about the size of a quarter. And then they pick their metal. They want it in silver or in gold. And from there, they pick any accessories they want, whether they want them as just a pendant, or if they want to add a bracelet to it, or earrings, etc. Place their order, and then they'll get an automatic confirmation email of their order, and just send your photo back with the email, and we will get it made within a couple of weeks.
Nice. Okay, so what kind of price point are we looking at?
Well, the best part about it is I've kept my prices the same since the inception of the product, no matter what the metals prices have done. The sterling silver charm junior size, which is our starting point, starts at only $99. That is for a keepsake that will last a lifetime. The gold prices obviously are affected slightly because gold's so much more expensive, but they're in the $300 to $400 range, depending on the size of the charm that you want. And then we do some special order ones. We've done one of a pet that they really love their pet, and they wanted the pet outlined surrounded with diamonds all the way around. So we've done one like that. That was a customized one, though.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, we wear our jewelry every day, and especially when you lose a pet, you want to remember them forever. Sometimes,
absolutely,
you know, the plaster Paris paw print is not exactly portable. So this is a really good, tasteful, beautiful way to go. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, and we do want to offer a discount to all of your listeners.
If they go to our
website and they put in the coupon code ALLPAWS, we'll give them a 10% discount through the month of November.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, an early Christmas or a Hanukkah present for everybody, maybe a late Thanksgiving present. There you go. For that person who's hard to shop for on your list, someone who loves their animals. All right, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back with the amazing Dr. Kevin next on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Preen Pets, 100% natural dog treats made and sourced in the USA. Positively no chemicals and no additives. Treats, sticks, and bones made with chicken, fish, pork, turkey, beef, and vegetables. Wow, and vegetables? This is what I want you to do. Go to www.preenpets.com. That is PREENPETS.com. Give your furry children the best nutrition for a long and healthy life. Go to preenpets.com. Your pets will love you for it. Hey, pet lovers. Now you can simply wash your pets' filthy collars and leashes. Introducing Launderleash, a padded, porous laundry bag designed to get rid of those nasty germs. Simply zip up your pet's collar and leash in Launderleash and toss it in with your next load of laundry. Wow, no more soaking or spending money to replace them. This is what I want you to do. Go to launderleash.com, LAUNDERLEASH.com. At last, an easy way to get rid of the bacteria and germs on the dirtiest pet product we all own, Launderleash. Hey, pet lovers. Are your cats giving you problems? Well, we have a solution for you. Contact Dr. Marcy Kosky. She is a certified feline trainer and behaviorist with more than 20 years' experience. She specializes in helping cat lovers whose out-of-control cats are turning their lives and homes upside down. Go to her website, felinebehaviorsolutions.com. Her site is www.felinebehaviorsolutions.com. She will help you locally as well as long distance. Contact her now. Hey, pet lovers, you have to see this. Unique custom pet portraits. I mean unique. These are really cool. You can now have your furry children look like a king, a queen, plus so much more. Make them the leaders of the world. There's nothing like this. It's a must, especially for the holidays. This is what I want you to do. Go to therenaissancepet.com. I'll spell it for you. therenaissancepet.com. Therenaissancepet.com. The Renaissance Pet Portraits for the pets who has it all.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. I would like to introduce you to Lenstatin. If your pet has failing eyesight due to cataracts, then you need to check this out. Lenstatin, the world's only cataract protection developed by Dr. Scott Tunis, board-certified ophthalmologist and a nationally recognized expert in cataract surgery. Lenstatin, a human-source supplement made right here in the USA that you can even use for yourself. For more information, go to Lenstatin.com. That's LENSTATIN, Lenstatin.com. If you tell them that All Paws sent you, you will receive 10% off their already low prices. So go to Lenstatin.com today. Your pet will thank you.
Hello. You're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I'm talking fast because I'm really excited. I had this whole list of questions to ask about eye tear stains that people wrote in. And yeah, we'll get to that. Mr. Jack Russell Mix, Mr. Wheaton Mix, Mr. Havanese, Golden Retriever, Old Lady. Yes, yes, we got them all. They all have eye tear stains. And we will ask the doctor about that. But before I came on air, Dr. Kevin was telling me about his travels, and I think you're going to want to hear about this, everybody. So welcome to the show, Dr. Kevin.
Hi, it's nice to talk to you again, Deb. Thanks for all you do for animals.
Oh, thank you. So you've been out there trekking through the cold tundra, speaking of doing good work for animals, shooting polar bears. Did I get that right?
Well, that's right. I got to go with a group up from Norway up to Svalbard, up then into the edge of the ice toward the North Pole, and track some polar bears. So it was amazing work. To be a little boy from Denver, get bear up close and personal, it was amazing.
They're really, really big, aren't they? Like bigger than regular bears, right?
Well, they are. They're powerful animals, and they it's a harsh environment, so they need that big engine, you know, to keep warm, and they need. They hunt their seals, and really all they eat are the ring seals up there, and they're very efficient hunters, but they're gorgeous animals, and they're really well adapted to that environment. Tiny ears, they don't lose any heat, small tail, and then all that buoyancy for swimming, you know, with the big the amount of fat that they have. But what a harsh environment. You wouldn't think anything could live, and then all of a sudden these guys are lumbering around, so it's amazing.
I've heard all sorts of complicated things about polar bears. Since the time I was in fourth grade, they've been talking about them becoming endangered and possibly extinct in my lifetime. And now I hear that it's only certain populations that are, other populations are fine. Sometimes you see these pictures of a polar bear on an ice float in the middle of the ocean and you think how bleak that is, but then they're supposed to migrate miles and miles and miles. Then I heard that some of the polar bears are so desperate they're mating with other bears. Where's the truth in this, Dr. Kevin?
Well, I think there's some truth, there's grains of truth in some of those things. I do think that some of the populations are very much endangered and will be in trouble in the next 25 years, particularly the most southernmost populations. You know, we worry a lot about the western Hudson Bay population, but some of the northern ones, I think on the northern archipelagos, you know, they may be okay. They may be okay for a while. Definitely the ice has been, the amount of ice has been shrinking, definitely the time that they need to get out onto the ice and hunt has been shrinking. So, you know, you see these pictures of them, you know, there's a lot of sensationalism going on, but there's also some truth in it. They weren't meant to swim, you know, they can do, a long swim, but not 60 or 70 miles, you know, they can do it, but know, to have to do it is tough on them. So they're resilient. The question is, can they change as quickly as things are changing? And it's tough to think that they can. But you know, there's still time. I'm very hopeful. I think that there's enough good people studying them that realize that, you know, what we can do. I think your listeners, people get discouraged and think, oh, there's nothing I can do. But there's a lot you can do. You know, a lot you can do with, you know, insulating your house and being more efficient, with recycling, with, you know, trying to eat right. I think there's so much people can do, so, and there's more and more of it, so I'm encouraged. I'm optimistic how things are going to be.
You know, one thing I noticed from the pictures, this is really aside the point, but I noticed with giraffes and polar bears and chow dogs and squirrels, and I don't know what the purpose is, they all seem to have purple tongues, purple mouths, black tongues, purpley black. What's up with that?
Well, polar bears have black skin and black tongues. So the black skin is, you know, to help the heat sink, you know, so that when the sun does shine on them, that they, you know, can absorb as much of that energy, that radiation, as they can.
Oh.
And then, you know, pigmented dogs, you know, chows have black tongues. In many animals have a pigmented tongue. We have a nice pink tongue, but that's not true for the whole animal kingdom.
So it's mainly to do with climate and sun absorption, like in giraffes and...
Well, a lot is not, certainly not for the chows. You know, I think they came down from some, you know, pigmented ancestor. But for the polar bears, I think that, you know, they're definitely with their skin being, you know, being black, and that's you know, that is why that happens. But, you know, we see, you know, Labradors with black gums and, you know, a pigmented tongue oftentimes. So animals, you know, Scotties, you know, animals with a lot of pigment.
You know, while we're on this topic, I want to tell people it's probably a good idea to look at your dog's mouth. If you can't tell me right now whether your dog has pink or black or pink and black, what the situation is in there, good idea to look at it. So if there's a problem,
you know what's normal, right? Good for you, Debbie. Yeah, for recognizing the normal, then you'll recognize the abnormal that quicker. You know, his gums pale? You know, is he anemic? His gums blue? He's not nice and pink because he's... You know, he's not oxygenating well, so, you know, his heart and lungs aren't working as well. He's not picking up the oxygen he needs. Or his gums yellow because he's jaundiced or has ictus from his liver. So, you know, please, you know, look at your dog all the time. Feel his lymph nodes, know where his lymph nodes are. Ask your veterinarian, you know, and talk to, you know, your dog's doctor about, you know, what color should his gums be? What about this guy? So, yeah, no, looking, you have to look every day.
So when you, so you just got back from shooting polar bears, but on the break you were telling me you're heading somewhere else next. What's next?
Well, my next thing will be, I just got back from Mongolia, and we were the Denver Zoo bought 187,000 acres in Mongolia and gave it back to Mongolians as, you know, one of the first natural parks or natural preserves in Mongolia, and then managed it for them in the beginning. And then gradually has turned it over to Mongolian management. And so we've been training Mongolian wildlife veterinarians and Mongolian wildlife biologists. And so it's great. The Mongolian people they're beautiful, and they love animals. And the park has several endangered species, and they've been instrumental in protecting them. So it's great. A big, giant Argolic bighorn sheep, 100 pounds bigger than our bighorn sheep here in North America. A grandfather of ours, Cinereus vultures, one of the world's largest flying birds, 11-foot wingspan when they're 4 months old.
Wow.
A lot of these animals were being, you know, killed for Eastern medicine and for, different traditional medicines and stuff. But now the Mongolians are hip to it and have realized that these animals are special and precious, and they protect them.
Nice. Well, we have to go to break. We only have a minute left, but that's okay because we're going to come back and ask you all the questions we got sent. And there was a whole cluster of questions just to prepare you about eye staining. Dogs with eye stains, rather, tear stains, white dog, yellow dog, brown dog, beige dog, and a red dog. So it's not a color thing. Wheat and Mix, Jack Russell, a Havanese, an elderly golden retriever, all of them with the same problem. I'm thinking there's something we can do about diet besides regular cleaning, but I don't know. We're going to talk to Dr. Kevin when we get back. If you want to speak live on air with the doctor, it's 1-888-627-6008 or toll-free 323-744-4831 is direct anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. So we'll be back with the doctor and your questions on Smart Animal Talk.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you,
and I love you.
And you know that
I really do. For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hey, pet lovers. Have you had this problem? Did you ever lose your keys in your purse or in your pockets? Looking for a better way to carry your dog treats when walking your pet? Or, and this is a big one for me, looking for a better and safer way to carry your phone? Well, stop looking. The hip clip and pocket accessory is for you. Go to hipclips.com. I'm going to spell it for you. HIPKLIPS.com. Hipclips.com. The best way to carry your everyday personals.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Gerard Lariat, creator of the best aromatherapy pet care, has something great for your pets. All natural and 100% biodegradable products recommended by veterinarians. It comes in 5 distinctive scents for shampoos, sprays, and candles. And it will help your pet relax and have plenty of energy at the same time. This is what I want you to do. Go to puppyprimp.com. That is P-U-P-P-Y. PRIMP.com. PuppyPrimp.com. Your pet will love you for it. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more odors. By using Odor Cleanse, that's right, Odor Cleanse in a bottle, that is, O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odor Cleanse completely eliminates pet odors and also odors commonly associated with pets, ranging from wet dog smell to that dreaded skunk spray odor. It is non-toxic and safe to use around your pets and family, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. For more information, go to odorcleanse.com. That's O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odorcleanse.com.